Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
And we're on day two of our TOEIC article. Now, yesterday we saw that three friends, Adam, Kenny and Renee, they are making a student film.
Yeah, that's right. But they run into a problem. They made a plan for how much money they would need for each part of the film. Getting the cameras, the other equipment, getting people to be in the film, and any other things that they need. And they don't have that much money.
Yeah, they can't afford all of that stuff. They can't rent all the equipment. They can't pay all the actors. What are they going to do? Well, first, one of them, Adam, I believe, went to the college film department, but the college film department won't give them the money because they say finding money for films is part of the challenge, and it's also good experience for when they become the kind of independent filmmakers in the future.
Right. The film department wants them to learn how to find money for your projects as part of their education as film students. Renee suggests that they try a different route that she knows about. It's called crowdfunding. She says one of her friends used that method of finding money to help open a frozen yogurt shop.
Okay.
And today we're going to be looking at crowdfunding, exploring what it is and how it works.
Yep, let's read through the article, find out what it's all about.
Reading.
Crowdfunding. Turn your dreams into reality. Crowdfunding is the act of funding a project with small amounts of money from a large group of people. It allows people to support an idea rather than just buy an end product. These days, most people use the internet for crowdfunding. Kickstarter is a popular example of a crowdfunding website. The way it works is pretty simple. Someone with an idea can put their proposal online, and internet users can decide if the idea is worth supporting. If people choose to fund an idea on Kickstarter, it means the market approves of the idea. There are some problems with this model, though. For example, there's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they propose. However, a Taiwanese site called Flying V has taken steps to make sure people play ball. It signs contracts with people who put up projects and checks on their progress regularly. As crowdfunding becomes increasingly common, more and more people's dreams will become a reality.
Crowdfunding is the act of funding a project with small amounts of money from a large group of people. Part of this is the word fund. It's a verb, F-U-N-D, fund. And it means to give money for a specific purpose. We can fund an art project, a scientific research project, or a new business idea by giving money to the people who are doing them. An example might be, I've spent days working on my presentation about the business I want to start. I really hope I can convince people to fund my idea. It means I'm hoping I can convince people to give me the money I need for my idea.
Yeah, you kind of give a presentation, then you say, I'm asking for this much, you know, that I need $50,000 or something to start my business. Now, there are TV shows about that. I've seen them.
Exactly,
where people, Dragon's Den in the UK.
I don't know. What's the other one? Shark Tank?
Yeah, maybe in the States. So
I think that's
where someone says, I've got this great idea, but I need your money. Please fund me. Okay, so crowdfunding, what is exactly? That's getting, instead of asking some rich investor, you're just asking lots of people, a crowd. The article says it allows people to support an idea rather than just buy the end product. Now, an end product, end we're using as an adjective, just instead of a noun, and an end product means the same as a final product, okay? When we buy things from shops and stores, we're just buying a company's end product, you know? Clothes could be, computer games could be, even food is an end product. Yeah, a watch, okay? Mm-hmm. However, if you're supporting an idea, then there isn't an end product yet. There may never be an end product. On the other hand, if you support the idea, okay, you can become part of the end product. You can contribute to that idea. You could also get thanks and credit for helping to bring this end product to life. That's kind of the idea of crowdfunding. Now, you have done one or two of these, so...
Yeah, I have.
Could you give an example of what you might get for funding a project?
Right. A couple of times I've given a little bit of money to help fund these projects people were doing. In one case, it was a video game they were making, and they didn't have money from a big company to make it, so they asked for money on the internet. Another time it was...
So what did you get for funding it, though?
I was supposed to get a copy of the video game. Unfortunately, not all ideas come to an end product. And in that case, that project did not work.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case,
well,
I didn't
get your
money
back, though.
I did not get any money
back. Oh, you didn't get any money back. Okay, so we'll kind of explain that this isn't always a perfect model. Mm-hmm.
Other cases include art projects, giving a little money to an artist to pay for the cost of making a book of their art. And in that case, I got a copy of the book.
Great.
And these days, the article says, most people use the internet for crowdfunding. And that's what I used for the times when I gave money for crowdfunding.
Okay, now that makes sense because there are more people out there using the internet. You can reach them all very easily. So the article goes on and says Kickstarter is a popular example of a crowdfunding website. Is that one you use?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The way it works is pretty simple.
Okay, so this is how you would use Kickstarter to get money. Someone with an idea can put their proposal online, and internet users can decide if the idea is worth supporting. Note we use that word worth, which was one of day one's vocabulary words.
Right.
Now it's time to look at another vocabulary word. So in that last sentence, we saw the word proposal. P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L. Proposal. And this is a plan or suggestion, normally a formal one, that sets out some details of what you want to achieve and how you'll go about it. And it's also a plan or an idea that you give to others to look at and approve. They will check it and they will go, yes, we support it, or no, we can't support it. The verb form is propose, P-R-O-P-O-S-E, propose, which means to share this proposal, this detailed plan, and ask for other people's approval. Here's an example sentence. The senior manager read over the proposal carefully before he agreed to it.
The article says, if people choose to fund an idea on Kickstarter, it means the market approves of the idea. When we say the market, we're meaning the general
people who might buy stuff.
Yeah. Let's take a look at that word approve. It's a verb, A-P-P-R-O-V-E, approve. To agree to or accept something. Sometimes we're talking about something formal, like when a business needs to get permission from the government to build a new factory or sell a product. We might say that they need the government to approve it. Sometimes it's not so formal. Here, when we say the market approves of the idea, we mean that people do actually want to buy that thing. An example might be, I have to be sure to catch my boss in a good mood if I want to ask her for something, or she definitely won't approve.
Okay, so again, this idea of people kind of giving money to strangers, someone they don't know, and they're kind of hoping that there's an end product. So, as you said, it can be a bit of a risk. You might not get the end product, you might not get the money back in the end. Now, I've heard that people can give different amounts of money and get different amounts of kind of thing back. Like, you give a small amount, maybe you get a name in the, you know, in part of the paperwork that just says, thanks to all these people, and your name would be in there. If you contribute a bit more, you can get other bonus things, that's right?
Right. The idea is, let's take the example of that book that the artist was making.
Sure.
The lowest level was just that you get, in return, a copy of the book. Higher levels meant that the artist had signed that copy of the book.
Nice.
Or that your name was included on a page in the front of the book that personally thanked everyone who had given that amount of money.
Cool. Now, here, if you remember day one, we were talking about a film product.
Right.
Okay, so maybe if they gave a small amount of money, their name would be in the credits that roll up at the end. But if they give a lot more money, maybe they get to be in the movie.
Right.
It's like a background character, or maybe even someone gets to say a line or something like that. And there are lots of different examples for other products of different rewards and so on that you can get for supporting an idea. So you need to kind of decide, is it worth it or not? I've even heard that some people get to suggest ideas in some cases for the final product.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. Being able to help make decisions, suggest ideas, or like you said, in the case of the movie, lots of people would like to be in a movie. If you give a bit of money to help some people make a movie, you might be in it for a short time.
The article then says, there are some problems with the model, though. We've kind of just mentioned one or two of them.
For example, there's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they propose, something I learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
When we say what they propose there, we mean what they suggest or what they say they will do. There's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they say they will do.
Yeah, they might just go on vacation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not, but that kind of...
Hopefully there are rules in place to stop someone. Like Kickstarter, for instance, has, I think, a rule.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove that you tried to spend the money in the way that you said you would.
Okay, and here's another example of how they can, kind of like you say, make a rule. The article says, however, a Taiwanese site called Flying V has taken steps to make sure that people play ball. It's taken steps to make sure people play ball. Now, play ball is today's shortcut for you. So let's check out a video that shows us what this phrase means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
I really need help with this homework.
No, I'm not helping you this time. I always help you, and I don't want to this time.
But I really don't understand it.
You need to learn to do your homework on your own. I can't keep doing it for you.
What will it take for you to play ball?
Oh, I'll play ball.
I really wish that was what I meant. When somebody plays ball, they do something you want them to.
Oh, so play ball actually means 合作.
Yep. So will you play ball and help me with my homework?
Nope. But when you're done with your homework, I'll play a game of ball with you.
Okay, so we just saw there that play ball means play by the rules, work with others and cooperate them in a way that makes everybody happy, kind of do the right thing. For example, the actor refused to play ball, so the director fired him from the movie.
That's right. The article says, it signs contracts with people who put up projects and checks on their progress regularly. Let's take a look at that word contract. It's a noun, C-O-N-T-R-A-C-T, contract. And it means a formal written or spoken agreement between people, businesses, or organizations. A contract is usually made official by the act of signing your name to it, or in some cases, stamping it with your name. An example might be, my contract for my apartment says I'm not supposed to take away any of the furniture if I leave. The contract tells me which pieces of furniture, like the couch, for instance, or the frame for the bed, belong to the landlord, and I can't take them with me when I leave.
We also saw the noun progress, P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. You can also say this progress. Both ways are okay. And progress is the development of something, how far it is from the start to how close it is to the finish or some kind of improved condition. We can also use the verb spelled in the same way as a verb, in which case it's pronounced progress. Okay, it's a stress is on the end of the word, in which case it's the act of making progress or developing something towards the end. Here's an example. The writer hasn't made much progress with his novel recently because he's been too busy with another project.
The article says, as crowdfunding becomes increasingly common, more and more people's dreams will become a reality. Let's take a look at that word reality. It's a noun, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, reality. And it means the things that actually exist. When we talk about dreams becoming reality, we mean people making their dreams really happen. An example might be, many books and movies have fire-breathing dragons in them, but in reality, there's no such thing as a dragon.
What?
Very sad.
Oh, I know. So what that sentence is saying is because people in the past, if they didn't have the money to write a book, do art, make a film, they were basically stuck if they couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. Now, because people can crowdfund, they can use Kickstarter, Flying V, other sites like that, they can maybe get the money they need to do these products. Okay.
Right.
I'm even aware that there is a plan for a new airline, a budget airline in Taiwan that
really?
Actually used Flying V to get the money to get it started.
How many people does it take together to crowdfund a plane?
Or a set of planes. Must be, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. But if they all give money, then you eventually, maybe you don't need to crowdfund the whole thing, but you just help get support for the idea.
And a little piece of the wing.
Yeah, well, people might get free tickets.
One seat.
Upgrade to first class, something like that. They get to go on the airline's first ever flight.
Right.
Something like that. So thanks to Kickstarter and Flying V and these others, people will be able to, you know, kind of do the creative things and, you know, make their dreams come true, basically. And that brings us to the end of the second day of this TOEIC article. So that means it's time for us to go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, would you ever give money to a crowdfunding project? Why or why not? Now, you've had a lot of experience of this. Why did you choose the projects that you funded?
I chose them, I mean, really because I liked them and I wanted to see them become reality. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see them happen. I mean, and what we learned from my experience is it doesn't always work. But part of the lesson is sometimes realizing that. And part of the lesson is sometimes looking at the project and being able to try to decide, does this seem like one that will really happen? Or does it seem like one that might sort of fall apart somewhere along the way?
Mm.
You can look at the plans that people show and try to make a decision about if we think that's really going to happen or if they're not going to make it.
Okay, but you will continue to crowdfund in the future?
I think so, yeah. It's worked out sometimes.
Okay.
What do you think? Would you crowdfund a project?
I have, but only like once, which was, and it was because I knew the person, and
right.
he was using crowdfunding to launch his first novel. He was just getting some money together to pay for all the cover art, the printing, and get it out there. And I would get a signed copy of the book. Now, as it turned out, he didn't get it by quite the deadline that he'd set himself.
Right.
So he did, in the end, publish his novel, but I got my money back from that particular product. There is a website, it's called Inkshares. That is the crowdfunding website for people who are trying to get some money to get their books published, you know, by themselves, not by like a big company. They are self-publishing. And again, if a friend of mine, if someone I knew was doing that, I would probably fund them for it, again, in the same way. Would I ever do one of my own books that way? I haven't thought about it. Maybe I would if I ever get that far as to have enough stuff finished to do it. But yeah, I think I would fund other people's, but like you said, I'd really check them out. And I'd mainly want to go with someone I already knew a little bit about. And I kind of think, I can trust this person to do what they said, or at least give me my money back if they don't. How about you guys? Think about that question, talk about it, see what you think. That's all we've got time for today, so thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
Talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Crowdfunding. Turn your dreams into reality. Crowdfunding is the act of funding a project with small amounts of money from a large group of people. It allows people to support an idea rather than just buy an end product. These days, most people use the internet for crowdfunding. Kickstarter is a popular example of a crowdfunding website. The way it works is pretty simple. Someone with an idea can put their proposal online, and internet users can decide if the idea is worth supporting. If people choose to fund an idea on Kickstarter, it means the market approves of the idea. There are some problems with this model, though. For example, there's no way to be sure that those who receive funding will do what they propose. However, a Taiwanese site called Flying V has taken steps to make sure people play ball. It signs contracts with people who put up projects and checks on their progress regularly. As crowdfunding becomes increasingly common, more and more people's dreams will become a reality.
Vocabulary Review.
Fund. Selling part of the company made enough money to fund a move to a new office. Proposal. The marketing team came up with a proposal for some new advertising. Approve. The boss didn't approve of the plan and asked us to make some changes. Contract. Please read this employment contract carefully before you sign it. Progress. We have to report our progress to the boss at the team meeting every Friday. Reality. The special effects company helped make the movie director's ideas a reality